MS White on 90.
How you doing?
Mr. President, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Hope you are.
I am, sir.
I wished I could take all morning riding around in the snow and enjoying the sunshine.
Took my girls out to school. Most of the way around the world. Then I headed to their island. Far away and had a hard time getting back here this morning. I wonder who those girls were. Go book.
First of all, we'll talk to you a little time and see what you thought about the book. Come out of this, except maybe make a little hay for his election. But I wanted to kind of visit with you before I saw him.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Mr. President. You, I'd be more inclined to think you had some things to ask of him.
Well, I have, but I don't know what to, where I'll get with him.
On Cuba, for example, well, I imagine you want to talk to him on that, don't you?
Yeah, but he's as hard-nosed he can be, and he... I talked to him about it, but I don't think he'd get anywhere.
Yeah.
I think he'll say, why the hell are you selling that wheat to Russia?
Well, we've got a good answer for that, haven't we?
Yeah.
There's a hell of a lot of difference, seems to me.
There he is. But that's not going to keep him from selling to Cuba.
No. I don't know. Has he got any chance to get elected, Mr. President?
Well, some outside chance.
Mm-hmm.
The polls show that there's about 6% floating vote, and the laborites lead him by 7 now. He's picked up a good deal.
Well, he has then. He's picked up more than I thought. Well, I don't know. You're meeting the other one here pretty soon, aren't you? Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think they've got him
on. I think he wants to come months or so.
Yeah. I don't, Mr. President, I haven't got anything to suggest about this. I tell you, myself, I have a little hard thinking of his having much possibility of getting elected, although I hope he does.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, and I can't think of anything other than the Cuban things.
I've ever talked to him some about Zanzibar and some about his money business. Cuba and some about Zanzibar and...
be able to do anything about stopping the British from trading.
Yeah.
Half the ships going to Cuba now are British ships.
Yeah. But they, I would think it might not be worthless to at least impress on him the fact that we're awfully sure that this is a damn little cheap bit of trade for the damage they're doing. Surely they're not getting much out of it anyhow, are they?
No, no.
And it seems to me that I suppose these fellows are adamant on that, but I would think that I don't know, Mr. President. I wish I had some useful idea, but I don't.
How you think we're doing?
I think you're doing fine.
Did you see my statement yesterday? Have you read it yet?
Yes, in the Times. I read the text.
Uh-huh.
I think it's good.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the kind of thing that could be done once in a while, just sort of letting down your hair and letting them have it.
Uh-huh. It was received awfully good by those there. I don't know how the press generally will play it. It had to necessarily be general because you're talking to
public crowd. I thought it was good, and I think that kind of...
press generally a play it. It had to necessarily be general because you talk
about the
formal way of doing these things is a very useful way to do it. I think it makes you a little more relaxed, and you might even do a better job than doing it that way than you would if you'd thought about it and written a lot of things out, you know.
Looks like...
Well, I don't know. I don't think on the whole you are.
You think I'm always sensitive, I know.
No, unless
you're like Frank Smathers, wait till they touch you up some more.
No, I don't think you are.
I think maybe you're looking just around here, aren't you?
Yes. The polls, I got a poll from Los Angeles, Jimmy Roosevelt took statewide yesterday, and it shows I beat practically all the Republicans in the Republican Party. And I get 94.3% of the ballot. Nixon and Lodge have the best, and they get 20 and 21.
Yeah. So,
That's your candidate, as I recall, man. He's going to be nominated by some kind of board. I borrowed to slout low both of them. You call that the treatment, eh?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to reserve a judgment for a while.
Yeah.
But the poll look all right, but it looks to me like it. They all hitting at Miss Granton and Romney and Nixon and all the Republican Congressional Committee and the Senatorial Committee. And then it looks like the Bobby Baker editorials and the columnists, the New York Times and the Washington Post are just making it a personal affair. And this damn Molyneux, he's got the star all worked up now. And this Reynolds is a no good, his character assassin, son of a bitch that was McCarthy's stooge.
The same kind of deal on Calvin.
You mention it, why then you invading his civil liberties. If you question his credibility,
yeah.
They can brand Walter Jenkins as a crook, and that's all right.
Yeah, I know.
But it looks like to me that's bound to hurt in time.
Well, I think it's not helpful, but I think the point is, I've heard, I don't know, I've sort of kept my ears open just to hear what ordinary people say around when I happen to be around them, they don't know who I am, and I've heard, I guess now I've heard about 30 people mention this Baker affair, just people who don't know me one way or another, and I would say that of the 30 I've heard about 28 say that I don't see what the president's got to do with it and why they asked him all these questions. I don't think that I think your impression of getting a bad press is largely confined to what you're seeing here in Washington and New York.
Well, don't you get it here first and then a month later out in the hinterland?
Not necessarily. I think the two papers you're talking about, the Washington Post and New York Times, never do speak for the American press, Mr. President. Almost never.
I wonder why they're so much after me.
I don't know why that is. I don't think the Post is after as much as the Times. Do you?
I had a meeting with the Times editorial board and old man Sulzberger. They were extremely friendly. They had no mean questions.
They didn't?
No.
We talked about this before, and I just...
I spent 2 hours with them.
I think it's a kind of a glandular reaction to where you're from. I don't know. I've never understood it.
I got a poll this morning that a friend of mine took among the taxi drivers in New York. Said I took a sample of the public opinion of New York City taxi drivers concerning the effect of the Baker hearing. This has been a remarkably accurate barometer in the past. Provide a broader sense, I questioned individuals in the professions and businesses, housewives, stenographers, and politicians. The reactions were uniform that any further sampling is superfluous. With the exception of an elevator operator and one lawyer, there was no individual who felt the incident reflected upon the president. A surprising number of taxi drivers knew little, if anything, and is not a subject of discussion with passengers, a clear indication that there is a minimal interest. The normal reaction was one of indignation against the Senate committee for trying to make political capital out of such a trivial matter and against both the committee and the newspapers for harassing the president while he was wrestling with problems that affected the welfare of the nation and the entire world. Typical response were, it's absurd to believe that a man like Johnson, a rich man, a majority leader of the United States Senate, could be influenced by a little stereo set.
Yeah.
Another, it's a disgrace. The senators and the papers ought to be ashamed of themselves. Another, with all that's going on in the world, is that all they've got to do down there in the Senate? They've got all those weapons down there in the Senate. They're traitors, probably make the president look bad.
Yeah.
Since when is it a crime for a man to accept a gift from a man who works for him and who's been working for him 15 years? Do you think that a gift that small would buy a man like a president? Johnson doing a great job
like a president. Johnson,
while these crumbs are hurting it. While the
crumbs are hurting it.
Big important people, $500 gift is nothing. If it is
$500 gift is nothing. If it is $100,000,
their stuff is bunk, ridiculous.
It's a millionaire. Their stuff is bunk, ridiculous.
If Johnson used his high office to help Baker, it would be wrong.
But nobody's ever claimed that he did in any way. In the land of so many tax drivers, it's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Politically, I do not believe much can have any effect in New York with the election being both the president run far ahead of JFK. If you desire
continuance to sampling among our taxi people, please let me know. And this is Eddie Weisel, friend who runs all the Hertz taxis.
That's That pretty well confirms it. That backs up what I just told you from my own listening rounds.
Signed, Henry Freelander.
That is, a lot of people,
you know, when we were down there at Camp David, and I made that suggestion to him, trying to get George and somebody to point out that I don't believe the president was going to see. Point out that I don't believe the president was going to see.
You're getting that reaction from these people?
Yeah. I can tell him, well, I don't honestly think that this is hurtful, really, in any way,
except that it stirs up, it gives the opportunity to the hostile press to go at you.
I don't think it's, in other words, I don't think fundamentally it's hurtful.
It's talking about something happened 7 years ago. It's almost like talking about what it something happened 7 years ago. It's almost like talking about what it did in high school, isn't it?
Well, also, the fact is that if the hostile press didn't have this, they'd have something else. You have to look at it that way. So I don't think that in a basic, fundamental sense, this is very harmful at all. I mean the Baker matter. I think it's a reflection of they want to get a handle on you, and this is the way they're doing it. But I think your national press, take it all in all, is still good. I think you're getting a lot, maybe being overly influenced by what you see in the New York Times and Washington Post. And repeat, Mr. President, they very rarely typify the American press. In my experience, very rarely indeed.
Been too long since I've seen you. Come back.
I sure will.
Bye.
Good luck.